A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The Gospel of the Lord. Maybe you were expecting another passage, but this is the Gospel chosen for the memorial of St. John of the Cross, which we celebrate today. John is not one of the cuddly saints, a mystic, a poet, a great poet. Very austere, in some respects a bit off-putting, I suppose, but maybe we should expect our saints not to be too cuddly. It's certainly true of Jesus. He wasn't cuddly. He was driving, demanding, but loving. And in this passage, I want to concentrate on three words that really give me pause. The first of them is abide. Abide in my love. It's not a verb that we use every day, is it? It's a bit old-fashioned, at least in the sense that it's used here. Oh, we still say, I can't abide that food or that person, come to that. In the sense, can't tolerate, can't bear that person or thing. The other meaning which we do use a bit more is to abide by rules, to keep the rules, to observe the rules. But the sense in which it's used here is not actually in the dictionary, at least not in the common dictionary that most of us have, the one-volume dictionary that most of us have in our homes. What Jesus is saying is something else, not what either of those definitions suggest. And what I did, because I don't know Greek, I went and looked at a whole range of translations of this passage to see what they did with the word. Most of them give the equivalent of remain or stay. But interestingly enough, the French and the Old English, that's English from more than 1,000 years ago, these two languages give words that are the equivalent of live or dwell, if you like, the sense of where you make your home. And that, for me, was illuminating because of the second tricky word here, which is love. And it's in love that Jesus asks us to make our home. You may be wondering why I think love is a tricky word. Well, that's because we use it so loosely. We use it right across the board. We use it for what we feel about our close family, our close friends. We use it for the emotion that binds a couple together. We use it as well for the kind of weather we really enjoy. Oh, I love the summer. I love the snow, whatever. We use it for our favorite food, for heaven's sake. I love, I don't know, smoked salmon. Jesus isn't talking about any of those kinds of love. The Father's love for Jesus and his love for the disciples, which includes you and me, the love that he's asking us to give one another is something different. It's many things. It's acceptance. It's active care of the other. It's suspension of facile judgment. It's generosity. It's self-sacrifice, even to death. So, really, a difficult word. And the third word that brings me up short here is command or commandment. This is my commandment, says Jesus, that you love one another. Well, in the romantic or emotional sense, you can't love to order. Nobody can say to you, you must love your mother, or you must love that person, that friend, that husband or wife, whatever it may be. You can't be ordered to love in that sense. There are people who, for no obvious reason, not because they're our enemies, but just because they get up our noses, just don't appeal to us, people who irritate us or who bore us. Jesus wants us to love them too, but not to get starry-eyed about them. Jesus is one of the least starry-eyed people in history. The love we're commanded to give is of a different order. It's the love he has for each one of us. And he's not in the least sentimental about us. He's not starry-eyed, is he? It's this love that's to be our home, the place where we abide, the place where we live. It's this love that we're told will be our home if we keep his commandments. And the first commandment is love. Love God, love your neighbor. Hugely, hugely demanding. But this is Jesus' gift to us as we approach the feast of his nativity.